It's no surprise that Ohio's director of the Department of Rehabilitation and Correction, Annette Chambers Smith, is making prisons more advanced. She has a technology and corrections background and was working in tech when the governor hired her.
So when I came back, I certainly knew that increasing some of our technology resources was going to be a focal point for me.
Chambers Smith, reached by cell phone on site at one of Ohio's prisons, says she has to stay one step ahead of inmates who have employed technology like drones to get drugs. Ohio counters that with X-ray body scanners and anti-drone technology to detect contraband.
I think literally anything that could be touched by technology during the DeWine administration is being touched by technology. And I think that's good for corrections. It's good for our people. Their recidivism should drop. Our safety, it increases. These are just tools that everyone's using outside of corrections that are now being brought inside corrections.
Knowing where all the inmates are at all times is important. Radio frequency identification may play a part in the future.
We're looking at ways to RFID track. There's RFID in all the IDs. So if we could know where exactly everyone is in a prison at all times, staff and incarcerated people, that would be very helpful and safe for us.
Hamilton County is a test case for a different type of technology. It's for inmates who've been recently released and under control supervision. Parole officers and police need to make sure the former inmates aren't committing other crimes.
The data coming from bracelets that the individuals who are in supervision might be wearing if they're required to tie in to police and be able to see who was in a particular location when a crime occurred.
Ohio used to contract with companies who own the tech. That's not the case anymore.
When we've done our pilots in the past, it hasn't been systems we've owned, like we borrowed something from Quantico or something like that. So now we own systems that we're putting in place. That's the difference. We've had a few pilots here and there, maybe four or five, six facilities have had it. You know, we borrow some equipment when we think something might be coming in. But now we have, our facilities are going to have equipment that's there permanently, not that we borrow when we think there might be a problem.
Other prisons, not in Ohio, use iris scanning technology to identify inmates in 20 seconds. It's used at the Marion County Jail in Indiana and at the Mexican border. In the UK, guards have high-tech wands that search cells for hidden cell phones. There is a concern by some groups who see private surveillance companies taking over prisons. An article in The Appeal says some ankle monitors can record whole conversations without people's knowledge or consent. Also, there are concerns about surveillance software called Veris, which groups claim transcribes imprisoned people's phone calls and scans the conversations for key phrases. It's unclear how many of those recordings may have violated the attorney-client privileges. Chambers Smith is proud Ohio prisons also have digital tools to help inmates. She says they can take college classes using the same technology other college students do. The department owns 10,000 Chromebooks and has a new Wi-Fi network for education.
You can get college degrees through Ashland University by tablet. We are using computers to do, you know, GED testing and deliver high school. The Chromebooks expand the reach of the teachers and are predominantly used for education. They're either used flat out for education or they're used for reentry programming.
They are also used for reentry programs. Important technology, Chamber Smith says, to help inmates so they don't return to jail. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.